Blog Talk Radio.
All right, listeners, or listener, tonight's guest, David L. Russell, a teacher in California somewhere, a second career teacher, and hopefully he'll tell us a little bit about that. Stick with us for the next half hour. You can call in. You can call in at 619-996-1651. That, again, is 619-996-1651. So, David, I want to welcome you. Thank you so much for coming on the TFT radio show. You are indeed my fellow blogger at The Frustrated Teacher, if people don't realize that yet. And I also know that you are a second career teacher. Teaching was not your first career. So let me welcome you and give you the opportunity to tell folks a little bit about yourself.
Hey, thanks, T. I sure do appreciate you having me on here. It's just an honor and a privilege to be working alongside with you and so many other great educators out there who are concerned with the current state of reform. Let me tell you a bit about myself. As you say, education is a second career for me. I started out as a mechanical engineer. I went to school, got the degree, the whole nine yards, worked in industry for a bunch of years, and I kept on hearing complaints about the math. You know, kids just don't know math. And to me, when I was in school, I didn't do well with math either. It didn't make any sense to me when I was sitting in those chairs in middle school and high school. But it eventually did make sense to me. So I started thinking, you know what, instead of complaining about the issue, why don't I go do something to help fix it? So I left industry, left making great money, and devoted myself to become an educator. So I went back, got myself a credential. I'm now teaching middle school math. I'm concentrating at sixth grade because, in my opinion, sixth grade is that jump from arithmetic in elementary school to the abstractions that are so fundamental for algebra success. And in sixth grade, it's where you can either catch them and have them make sense out of it, or they're going to fall off and disappear into the abyss in mathematics and feel stupid. And you know what? I got into education with a whole bunch of preconceived notions, and come to find out, most of what I thought was going to be the case when I got there was not the case. And, you know, you call yourself the frustrated teacher. Dude, I am right there beside you. You know, as a mathematician, I'm serious. I take a look at the way math is taught in schools, and it is absolutely deplorable. And it's not the teachers. Don't get me wrong here. You know, I'm not saying there's bad teachers out there. What I'm saying, though, is that the stuff that they're given to teach, the curriculum, the scope, the sequence, the way the ideas are developed, it's absolutely
Okay, Dave, I've got to stop you because you're going crazy, and I want you to slow down and get a little bit specific, because I've read, you know, you've talked about this a bunch, and I think since you're talking about it now, you might as well go ahead and slow it down and get a little bit specific and tell people what you mean about this curriculum and remediation and all that kind of stuff. And just so you know, we do have a caller, so go ahead and talk.
Oh, terrific.
Caller, hang on for a few. Dave, go.
All right. Hey, listen, you know what? Every now and again, you got to stop me. I got two things going on. One, I'm passionate about this. And two, my wife says I need to join that 12-step program on and on and on, you know, because I tend to get caught up there.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that, bro. It's okay.
just toss a bucket of cold water my way whenever you see the need. Here's
okay,
the deal.
Cool. Okay, cool.
Really, I'll try to be succinct on this one. Mathematics is not a mystery. Okay, it really isn't. We're born being mathematical creatures. But what's happened is that with the advent of new math and the changes that were made back at the end of the 50s and through the 60s, where they changed the way math was taught, what they did is they compartmentalized it, they made it into little factoids. None of the factoids connect. None of the factoids are used to model the real world, which is why math exists. And kids go through there, they learn this whole Rolodex of ideas, and none of it makes any sense, none of it connects, so when it comes time to sweep it all together and use it cohesively in algebra, they are lost. And that drives me nuts. And it's the people that have designed the curriculum, the people that write the textbooks, it's the people that set out the program, the agenda for math education, in my opinion, that are perpetrating this lie and this abuse on kids when it comes to math education. It's not that mysterious.
It's not. Here, I know you teach kids that are older than the ones I used to teach. I mainly taught second grade. We'll just kind of say that I'm a second grade teacher. And we, in my district, towards the end of my time, we ended up having to adopt everyday math. Are you familiar with everyday math?
I'm fit you and all those kids.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, there for a few years there, everyday math comes out of University of Chicago, and for a while there, the What Works Clearinghouse, the institute that sort of approves curricular materials or says that they have efficacy of some kind or another, for years they would not approve everyday math. And then, I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, something like that, somehow they were able to change the committee membership. And everyday math got approved and sent out. And one of the – and so there I am. I'm now using everyday math in my classroom, and I get to the place where I'm supposed to explain to second graders the commutative property. You know, 2 plus 3 is the same as 3 plus 2. Except
right.
I'm not allowed to call it the commutative property. I have to call them turnaround facts. Now – every kid who comes to school has probably heard the word commuter or commute. You know, you hear it on the news, you hear your mom talk about it in the car. It's not that uncommon a word. And that word basically describes the commutative property, right? It's the same word, same idea. And so I taught my second graders the real term. I said it's actually called the commutative property, like when you're driving, you're commuting, you're going from one place to the other, kind of doesn't matter where the numbers are, they can be in either play, blah, blah, blah. Kids got it, understood it perfectly.
Yeah.
But turnaround facts? What the hell is that? I'm going to call a timeout. We have three callers on the line. I don't know if they all want to talk, or two callers. I don't know if they all want to talk, but I'm going to go ahead and let one on. You cool with that, Dave?
Yeah, let's welcome on the board there, T.
Okay, so area code 631, you are on the air.
Hello, how you doing? My name is Sydney. And, I was really, feeling what you guys are saying. I really like the pictures that you're showing also, that you're circulating on your page. The one with...
Oh, are you Sid? Cool Veg?
Exactly.
Hey, Sid, What's up, Sid? I like you.
Not much, bro. I'm really happy I followed it because I got the email and I said, oh, wow, you know, show. So I said, yeah, I gotta definitely listen to what you're saying. And I have a good friend. He's a math teacher for about 12 years, and he actually was fired, and then the union got him his job back. He has a master's in math, and he told me he doesn't want to teach. Because of what he's seen, what they were doing. And this past September 11th, he called me up and he said it's disgusting how they're making kids watch this and just totally injecting their minds with propaganda. When I saw the picture you have here with Hitler, why Hitler was so dangerous on Dr. Seuss.
Right.
Yeah, I was wondering because I was talking about that on a show with somebody, because it's a subject that I told them. I said a really good book for people to check out is called Adolf Hitler, the Founder of Israel. And, it's deep. And, it's funny because everybody that they do, they come with this, they laugh, and it is. But it's true because after research, I've really come into that. So when I saw that, I said, yeah. And then with the painting, with the police beating the person on it,
Let me just stop you real quick. For anybody listening or anybody that's going to be listening in the archives, Sid is talking about the Blog Talk Radio page where you can find this show, and I have some pictures there that are on a loop that are just circulating, a couple of cartoons and stuff, and that's what he's talking about. Can you kind of hurry it up a little bit there, Sid, because you do have another caller.
I just wanted to say that you guys definitely, I like the show. You're talking about some good stuff. I wanted to just add that if math was taught, not, algebra and the other stuff that some kids have a problem with, if we taught them basic math.
Yeah.
Pick me up in your brand new car. You shake your short change from your old fruit jar. Put on my dancing shoes. Get it straight for the rhythm and blues. The music was hot, but my baby was not. I got a rocket in my pocket. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Hey!